Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
To stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, my friendos. 56% Welsh now, Boggs?
56%?
Am I still holding?
I think 56% is probably a fair assessment.
I had a cough drop. My voice, actually, my throat feels a lot better than it was.
You sound more confident, so I like that.
Okay, good. Excellent. Confidence is high. Repeat, confidence is high.
Sherminator has moved to DEFCON 2.
Welshinator has moved to DEFCON 2. We are back. Coming back first, I mean, right back at it. Prospect one and then a 3-hour radio show off of being sick, but trying to be a trooper, be back for everybody. Appreciate all the kind wishes that I got from people. People just checking to see if I'm okay. And a few people at least happy that I'm back. Probably plenty of people that aren't happy.
I can't wait till I'm sick so people can like send me food and the Welsh can get jealous of that. And people send you food.
No, I didn't get one person send me anything about Prospect One not airing. I probably did get like, I don't know, 7 or 8, you know, a couple tweets here, a couple posts, DMs here. But, you know, under double digits of well wishes. And that was it. Nothing else.
Well, I mean, I tell you what, maybe you could keep this this cough up. So you get a fake voice. You know how sometimes people's voices will randomly change out of nowhere for no reason that we can't really put a finger on?
Maybe that's
the reason for yours.
That's a good point. I mean, sometimes you can listen to like a popular podcast and they might have like a really popular person that might be, like a football show or something like that. And this popular football person could go on this other relatively popular show, maybe even a show that we know. And then their voice is so different from
Sounds
the person
like
that they were. Yeah, their voice is now completely changed. I don't know why.
Microphones. You know, we can't put our finger on it. I have no idea what it is.
A manager couldn't make somebody change their voice, could they?
I don't think so. I've never been managed.
No, but you're right. Yeah, I mean, we're not popular. You're right. This is a good point. Maybe I just keep this so you really
Patrick Stewart voice, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they asked Patrick Stewart, like, how do you get that voice? He's like, I just smoked Marlboro Reds for like a long time. So, I mean, that's where he gets his golden pipe. So maybe yours is just like, yeah, I had strep throat for like 2 straight months.
I just never let it go. I kept licking doorknobs or doorbells.
I'd lick doorbells
for 3 hours.
Have we not talked about this guy yet?
I don't know.
I mean, you and I have not discussed that.
It's a secret show
what
thing.
The hell?
Yeah, it's a secret show thing.
It definitely is.
But that's how you get strep throat. I was not licking doorbells or anything like that, but that's how I could keep
how
it.
How you get strep throat is that's the only way?
Yeah.
So everyone who's contracted it have been licking doorbells for 3 hours straight?
Yeah, exactly. And then I could be the guy that goes on a show and has a completely different voice than they've ever had.
It's very weird when that stuff happens. Right?
I mean, not that I can't think of like a specific situation very, very recently on any podcast, but yeah, it's happened. I love doing things for us, by the way.
This is the Bogman and Welsh only show right here.
Bogman did a bit there for me, and then we got to go back and forth for each other. That's that's what this stuff is all about. I already feel better.
What do you think of the playoffs, the Welsh?
Let's talk about the NFL playoffs. This is going to be... Oh, God.
No, you just...
I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have tried to do that.
That was so funny. Oh my God. That you sounded like Bobcat Goldthwait trying to sound normal.
Hey, let's talk about the playoffs. It's going to be great.
You know what I mean? Talking about playoffs.
So let's actually talk about them. Let's for a minute pretend that this, when this is airing, because when we're doing this show, the Colts game is not aired. So let's all pretend, if you're listening and it's happened, you get to be the judger and you get to judge us on all of our talk. But let's talk about that real quick. Probably, I mean, these are all great games, but I'll be honest with you. I might be looking forward to this game the most of all of them. Chiefs and Colts, because even though the Chiefs are favored by 5.5, all the people are calling for the Colts to take this game, Box.
Well, you know, the Chiefs kind of backed in to the playoffs here. They were definitely not playing their best football at the end of the season. Now, they played well enough before to get home field advantage, but they almost lost that the last couple weeks. So the Chargers were pushing them pretty hard. But a lot of people are calling for the Colts to win this game straight out, but I tend to listen to Vegas in most things, and Vegas still has Kansas City as a 5.5-point favorite, and I think there's going to be some nasty weather in this game, too. So I heard it's raining, and it's going to be sloppy and gross. So 32 degrees with snow showers. That is not
snow showers?
Snow showers, the Welsh.
What's a snow shower?
Snow shower. Probably like what they call the wintry mix, where it's mainly rain, but then sometimes it's snow when the temperature dips.
Is it going to be one of those games where we're not going to know what the hell's going on? Or is it just going to be...
No, I don't think it's going to rain. It's going to downpour. It's just going to be gross, wet rain for most of the...
So it's going to be a messy game.
Yeah, exactly. So
who do you think is going to be able to get down in the dirt?
Well, the funny thing is neither one of these teams are really dirty teams. You know, they're 50 passing touchdowns to 39 passing touchdowns. So I think this probably favors Kansas City a little bit because, number one, they're used to the outdoors because they play in an outdoor stadium. And number two, their defense is already bad. You know, so a couple slips on defense isn't going to mean that much to them, whereas you know, the Colts have been playing pretty good defense.
It's the type of weather I feel like a guy like Tyreek Hill just thrives in, just giving everybody fits on a dirty field.
Yeah, absolutely. So I could 100% see the Chiefs winning this game, but the Chiefs lost Kareem Hunt, and the run game has not been the same since he's been gone. So I don't know. I think that this is a Chiefs victory overall. I mean, I think the Colts could win, but I also love the storyline. I don't know if you saw this, the Welsh, but there was a report and then an immediate other report refuting it.
I love those things, by the way.
The NFL has a problem if the Chargers and Colts win, that the Chargers would be hosting the AFC Championship in that shoebox stadium that they're playing in. So there
What do you mean? Like, what's the problem? Just that it's a garbage stadium and the NFL is going to cry about it?
Yeah, because they don't want only 30,000 people being able to show up to an AFC Championship game. So the idea was, well, maybe instead they'll just have it at the Coliseum, you know, and which, by the way, the Rams could be hosting an NFC Championship as well. So I don't know how that would work.
Yeah.
But the next report, I swear to God, it was like 10 minutes later. It was like, if the Chargers host the AFC Championship, it will not be played in the Coliseum. 100%. So I guess someone contacted Chargers officials and they're like, that's not on the table. We will be playing at our home stadium.
I'm surprised it's even a topic of conversation. Like, why would the team be? I mean, why would the team accept anything? Because then there's going to be weird revenue splits if they were to go to another stadium. And I just, I don't know. That sounds stupid.
Probably because you could fit 100,000 people in the Coliseum.
No, don't put the stupid team. I almost lost $100. Don't put the damn team in a stadium that you're not comfortable with. If they make the playoffs and they start getting into, like, it's ridiculous.
Preaching to the choir, friend.
It's so ridiculous.
Not agree more. So, I think it's absolutely ridiculous as well. So I don't know where that thought came of, but I did mention that on the Black Book probably like 3 weeks ago. I think the NFL would be pissed if, you know, the Chargers had a couple home games in that shoebox. So
how about though, if you had a Chargers Rams Super Bowl,
that'd be great. I'd like that Super Bowl, all LA Super Bowl. Yeah. That'd be fine by me.
Where is the Super Bowl being played this year?
Crap. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know where it's being played.
Yeah, I
2019.
I think Super it's Atlanta. Bowl.
Ah, nothing like the Rams and the Chargers going to Atlanta. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And then it's Florida. And then it's LA in 2021.
When is it coming back here?
I think 2022.
I it doesn't matter because we can never afford tickets anyway. Maybe we'll have saved up enough money by 2022 to get some nosebleed seats.
Maybe we'll have changed our voice enough to become more popular and we can get some media
credentials. It's 2022, the Welsh, and we're up here sitting in the nosebleeds.
Welcome
we've
in.
Got deep voices now.
It'd be great. Oh, I almost hurt my voice again. Yeah, we'll have to, I don't know. Well, we're going to have to start game planning probably pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm going to just start smoking cigarettes. So,
you're going to plan to get your voice deeper. I'm saying we got to plan for the Super Bowl in four years and what kind of content.
I thought step one was deep voice.
Yeah, so. FNTSY. You know, don't need to send the rest of the guys out there.
Oh, that's
we're
right.
We're already here.
We're local. We don't need hotels.
Nope.
So we
don't
can
need
just meet
airline
at the game.
Tickets. Just take all that money you'd have given them for there and give that to us.
Yeah, we can do an awesome food show for you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, with deep voices.
We're going to eat these burgers here. They're local.
Look at these. So. These are going to be great. All right, so Colts and Chiefs. I'm still Team Chiefs. Yeah, I'm still Team Chiefs. I think the Colts are going to give could definitely give them fits. I think weather could definitely play a role in this. That
I gotta be
gets
honest.
The Colts out of it.
All the games this week, I wouldn't be surprised if the underdog won any of them. Not a single one.
Yeah.
So
there's some big lines, too, by the way.
Yeah, they're big. The next game, the Dallas and Rams at the Rams is that's a full touchdown in
that's
favor of the Rams.
Full touchdown. I mean, I have been openly Team Rams. I remember somebody early on, our guy John Immler had asked me about the Cowboys when they were making the playoffs. He's like, "Hey, do you think they could, you know, beat the Seahawks? And you know, do you think they could be Super Bowl guys?" And I'm like, "I think they absolutely could and will beat the Seahawks. I do not think they're going to advance beyond there. It's not." I'm not trying to talk crap about the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys have made a great run. They've been a pretty solid team, but I have said it from day one, and I've held to it even through some of the bad times. I think the Rams are the best team in the NFL, and I know the Saints are going to give them hell if it's Rams and Saints. I like the Rams more than I like anybody right now, and I think I don't know if they're going to cover. I'm not sure. Oh boy, I don't like the cover here, but I'm going to take the I would take the Rams to move on and win the game.
I might pick the Cowboys here.
On a straight win or for the are you
on a straight
lines?
Win? All I right. think they're definitely beating the 7-point line. I think that's ridiculous. Gurley's going to play, but we saw he was banged up for the last 3 weeks. Who's to say? Well, I know he's going to gut it out. It's the playoffs. He's playing, but who's to say where he's at as far as looking like Todd Gurley and. You know, defense at this time of year comes through at some point. I think there's going to be an upset this weekend, and I think this could definitely be it. I think that the Saints are the best team in the NFL right now. So I think that Dallas could win this game. It's hard to pick against a team that's at home and got rest and all that good stuff. I want the Rams to win. All I want is Dallas and New England to lose. So I'll just be, clear with that.
Yeah.
I do not want, any team matching the Steelers in Super Bowl titles. So
that's a good point. I mean, I'm with you. I didn't want your Steelers to win specifically because of that. 49ers, Cowboys, and Steelers were all the five Super Bowl champions, and your scumbags are the ones that took that over. So I don't blame you. I like that type of hate.
Yeah. So I all I want is Dallas to lose, but I can see them winning this game. Do I think they'll do it? Just because it could doesn't mean I'd bet on them. I think if I'm betting straight up, I would take the home team with the rest and all that good stuff with the Rams. But I think this is going to be a really close game. I think this is going to be like one of those games where you say, man, Dallas was really close to beating the Rams. Yeah. They probably should have won that game.
I could see that.
And maybe they give it up at the end and the Rams win. So
I could see that.
I'm going to take the Rams. But I'm not confident in that one at all. That'd be number four on my confidence pool for this week.
To your comment, by the way, of, if you had to pick an underdog, I actually would pick the Colts as my underdog to win. Like, I'm going with the Chiefs.
Okay.
But if I had to pick an underdog across the board, it would be the Colts over the Chiefs at this point. So moving into the Sunday games, Chargers, Patriots.
I hate this game.
Lowest line of any of them. Patriots only favored by
it's gonna
four.
It's going to be snowing like a mug.
It should be quite a thing. Where are you on this one?
It has been snowing. I don't know if it'll be snowing during this game. I said it a couple weeks ago that How the Chargers going to choke against New England unless they get to play New England? I just think that New England wins these games. They win home games in the playoffs. And I think that this is going to be a New England victory. I think this Patriots team is more vulnerable even than they were last year, which they were clearly beatable last year. They lost in the Super Bowl. They almost lost to the Falcons in the Super Bowl a couple years before that. So I think this Patriots team is beatable, but I don't think the Chargers are the team to do it. So I'm going to take New England at home with the rest and the Tom Brady experience and all that good stuff.
Well, you always say that the Chargers had to win last week so they could go and lose to the Patriots, as they usually do. I'm actually going to go with the Chargers on this one.
I hope they win.
I think this is the best Charger team I can remember. Probably since like the 95 team, just from a balance standpoint. They've got holes, don't get me wrong. But and I don't think Hunter Henry is the thing that they need to win this game, but defensively, I think they're solid. Offensively, I really, really like them. The Patriots, they've been fine. You know, they've been very Patriot-esque. They've got issues, you know, Gronk and, you know, his demise, just as far as a tight end is, it's a big deal.
It's hard to pinpoint the thing that New England does that's great.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like
outside of win games. I mean, Belichick. They do win the games.
You look at Belichick and you're just like, well, that's the thing that they do the best. Like Brady has struggled. He's obviously a playoff quarterback. I saw that. What was that? Everyone was roasting. Who the hell was it? Was it Sharp or Stephen A. Smith on the playoff quarterback list that he had Tom Brady as the fifth best quarterback in the playoffs right now? And everyone's and he had Andrew Luck at
Tom
one.
Tom Brady has more wins in the playoffs than all the quarterbacks combined.
Yeah.
That are left. So
you can never count Brady out, and I wouldn't count Brady out. And I'm not saying this like, screw the Patriots. I just think this is the best Charger team in this final run. And I think that the team is more complete than I've ever seen. And I think they're the type that are going to give the Patriots fits, because the Patriots have also more holes than I can remember them in a long time. So I'm going to take the Chargers. You're going to take the Patriots. We got to go to break. We come back, we'll talk about the big, big game, Eagles and Saints. We'll talk about that. Plus a hilarious basketball story Bogdan wants to get into, and maybe a little bit of baseball. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
In this league.
Welcome back in this league, inthisleague.com. We're the show, we're the website, we're the podcast, we're the internet people.
We're like, yes.
How do you think people, like, we have this weird just interaction overall with listeners and stuff, but like, because we have a Patreon and we have a bunch of great people that support us, having one of the better months that we've had in, I mean, I don't know how long, to be honest with you, in at least a year, in January for, you know, probably baseball coming up. But we offer a lot of different stuff as rewards. And one of the rewards is you can be in our GroupMe rooms. And that's different because we see so many people describe other people in the GroupMe rooms than us as internet friends. But like, you know, how do people, yeah, they just
internet friends,
like, cause podcasting isn't like saying, hey, that's a radio person. Like radio has respect. Podcast still doesn't have respect because
not yet.
Everybody has a podcast, but everybody has a podcast. So saying like, oh yeah, I got a podcast, it's like laughable. So how do they describe us? I mean, technically, since we are on the radio right now,
the fat guy and the mean guy.
Oh yeah. That's a pretty good description.
Yeah.
the fat one and the mean one.
Yeah. Is that the fat one or the mean one? I'm not sure. Which one is that?
Well, so. I mean, now that I'm sick my voice is a little bit deeper, we've learned that.
Oh, deep voice and high voice.
Distinguishing the voices is very important.
Yeah.
That's how we'll
get more
popular.
I think we have different voices enough anyway. There's some podcasts where I'm like, I can't tell who is who. I love Matt Miller's podcast, but him and his co-host have the same voice on Stick to Football. So sometimes I'll get lost. I'm like, wait a minute, is that Matt or is that the other guy? Like, I can't.
Also, if you're not engaged enough, like, you can lose it. Like, I get that. Like, I listen to some finance, like, podcasts. Boring, I know. But, like, I'll do that and I'll just be like, I don't know. I mean, not that I really wouldn't, you know, these people, but I couldn't tell you if one person's defending another person's point because it's all just the same.
Yeah, I mean, it takes on
it's,
everything.
It's like verbal racism. It's just like everybody is the same. That's all that it is.
Every time you listen to something new, you will. It is tough to figure out who's who at first, but once you get it, you get it.
We're gonna have a lot of that though, Boggs. It's baseball season is here, which means like we have a nice steady amount of people that listen to us year round. A lot of new listeners are about to be logging in right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and our ITL Baseball podcast, and people are going to have to learn. They're going to have to learn that we're not going to do the things that they want. They're going to have to deal with the things they don't like that we do, which are plenty, and they're going to have to distinguish us.
I think, look, people can either like us or hate us in the first 10 minutes of our show because there are
They hate us because they ain't us.
I don't think that's true. I think
I just watched the... what's the movie with Seth Rogen and
Franco? Yeah, I know the North Korea one.
Yeah, the interview. I watched that last night for the first time. Way
you've
underrated.
Never seen that? For
never
real?
Watched it. Never in my life. All I want to do is talk about honeypotting and the other one, and I want to talk about They Hate Us Because They Ain't Us. I love that movie.
Don't you love the Eminem interview in the beginning?
It's so like, great.
Meaning, you know, that's one of my favorite gifts too. When he's like, "You said you're gay." Meaning, you know, I'm a gay man. And he's like, "Oh, okay, I get it."
So when you were talking about, and he's going through the line, and he's like, "Well, I was kind of out in the open the whole time." That movie is so funny.
It's funny. Yeah, I think
it's ridiculously stupid, but it like, is oh, so
of
funny.
Course. Yeah, well, it's a Seth Rogen movie. Yeah. So
he honeypotted me, man. It's a classic honey
pot. Put it up there. Get it up there. Let's go.
That's so funny.
I think I saw that movie the day it came out because it was like a free download. Like I think they made it free.
Yeah, well, because of the marketing, because North Korea freaked out and Sony
released it.
And they just released it. If you remember,
it was on like Christmas Day or something.
Yeah, it was. If you remember too, that movie was the catalyst behind the huge Sony hack where there was a bunch of North Korean hackers hack Sony, released all the crap about, remember all the movies? They released like the, oh God, I can't even remember, but it was all these upcoming like titles that Sony.
Yeah. The plans for the upcoming.
The one
movies.
That I remember was
Spider-Man and all that stuff.
Yeah, the one I remember and I'm still waiting on, and maybe this will be in the new one, was the Men in Black and 21 Jump Street crossover movie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's what I'm waiting for. I want that movie. I don't care that I know that it could happen. I need that movie.
Why do you need that movie?
Because
the movie that you need?
That movie is 21 Jump Street. Fantastic. Like Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. They're just
I agree.
They're just Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Yeah, look, I agree. I thought those movies were hilarious, but that's the one that you have to have. Is the crossover with the Men in Black?
I think I do. Yeah, I think I do.
Really?
Well,
I don't know. I would want like, Super Troopers 3 or something. Okay, or how about Weed Fest?
Bachman.
Remember, they were supposed to have Weed Fest.
That's a good point.
Instead of after Beer Fest.
Okay, but the reason I want it is because it was one that they hacked. And it got released and all that, those files and a lot of other stuff happened. But like they said that movie was in development. So I want that movie because they teased it to me.
Oh, okay.
They hate us because they ain't us, Bogman. That's what I'm trying to say.
How did we get to the interview, by the way?
We're just talking about us and whatever.
We're going down the rabbit hole.
This is why people don't like us. This is why we're not more popular.
Exactly what we were talking about.
We don't have deep voices and we go off on tangents.
This is what people hate about our baseball show or whatever.
Any show that we do.
Basketball, any show that we do. We will go off on side tangents and really we don't start immediately with the sports talk. You know,
I told you on my prospect show
weekend or whatever.
My prospect show is the least fluff show of anything that we do. And I had that one guy tell me, you remember Compliment Sandwich, where he was like, I really love this show. Your opens are unbearable. Please stop. But don't stop doing what you're doing. It's great.
Are you like Mark Maron and talking about yourself and how you played guitar and it's really
no. All I'm is like, I'm like,
straight.
Hey, welcome in. Check out the army. Here's what's up today. I might talk. It's all there's no fluff. It's all prospect or story stuff. But this guy is like, you talk for 4 minutes. It's unbearable. I hate you. But give me the information I want. And I was just like, I just wanted to tell him, just please don't ever listen. Just stop listening to me. I'll never change. I care less than I've ever cared about
what it's not that hard. Like, look, I've listened to a million.
You know how many people are fast forwarding right now? Just do that if you have a problem with it.
So many people, I've listened to so many WTF podcasts and it's the same thing with Joe Rogan, you know. Joe Rogan has his a block of commercials in the beginning of his show. So while I respect having sponsors, we have podcasts and stuff, the Welsh. If he's not willing to split them up in his podcast, then I'm going to skip. I've heard all of them anyway, you know, onit.com and all that stuff. Like I've heard all that crap. So I skip through the first 7 to 8 minutes and I just stop for a second to hear if he's still shilling. And then he's not. Okay. Or he is okay. Fast forward until the guest comes on, and it's the same thing. I'm tired of hearing about Mark.
Complain about it?
No, never. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Hey, I really hate that you're doing something that makes money, Joe Rogan.
This is why I'm the mean one. This is why I'm the mean one, because people are so stupid and ridiculous, and the stuff that they get on their soapboxes about, like for the guy to tell me that, like. I don't care. Like,
oh, they're just fast forward. It's not dude. Like, what do you think? We're going to change everything because you said, I don't like your opens. Okay. Well, you can not like them. If you like the rest of the stuff, just fast forward.
If you don't like
it, I am not offended.
You know what, Bogman?
Almost everybody says they listen to us in chipmunk voice on 1.5.
It's ridiculous. So, you know what I say, Bogman? They hate us because they ain't us. That's what I say. They hate us because they ain't us.
I mean, we've talked 9 minutes without going into this last NFL playoff game.
That's great.
You think we should get to it before people get upset?
Eagles, and the New Orleans Saints.
You sound like you're Peaky Blinders. Will you stop coughing?
I know. I'm
hate
so sorry.
This show when you cough. My God.
I'm sorry. Fast forward.
Unbearable. It's when unbearable. You cough on the show.
Eagles on the run that just I don't think anybody expected except for the big Nick energy. And the Saints, you're not wrong that Saints might be the best team in the NFL. They're the hottest team in the NFL.
Before we talk about this game, I need to sidetrack us for one more second.
Oh, great.
Did you see what Katie Nolan did the other day?
Oh, with the guy with the kicker?
Yeah. So she found people that tweeted this. It wasn't for Cody Parkey missing the field goal. It was for college football players missing field goals and all these idiots on Twitter saying, I could have nailed that. So she brought in three people that talked a lot of smack on Twitter to try and kick the field goal that they tweeted about. And they were all so unbelievably embarrassing. One guy kicked the camera. The other guy, Katie Nolan, was like, you were trying for the women's restroom, right? So, because that's what you hit. And one guy.
I watched one of them.
The first guy was decent and it was horrible.
I saw the big burly guy who's like, I played like Division III and then he just kicked it into the ground.
That was the second worst one. The one after him, way worse. It was this guy who was left footed and it didn't get off the ground. He kicked it like a soccer ball.
That's embarrassing.
So, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, because we didn't even talk about Cody Parkey.
I love Katie Nolan, too. I love that. She is so funny. That's a great bit. I bet, you know, did she, you know what she should have done? Did she try to do the kick?
No.
I wish she would have. I bet
she wasn't out
it.
There. Yeah. I wish she would have practiced for like a week.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Like have like, you know, Jay Feely spend a couple days, really work on it. And then.
No, Jay Feely couldn't do that. He's too busy talking about the wind on CBS for 10 minutes straight. I hate that bit, dude. I can't stand it. Oh, we'll go down to our special teams expert, Jay Feely's like, yeah, it's windy. And then there was a guy with a hold and yeah, special team stuff. I just don't care. I'm sorry. Maybe that's mean. I don't know.
I love when you find those things, Matt. It just makes me so happy.
I'm just like, what are we doing? Like, you guys can't think of something else to talk about. Like, if Jay Feely wants to talk about Cody Parkey missing this field goal and all that stuff, then yeah, okay. I understand that.
Are you ever like me too, dude, where you look at these guys and you're just like, why did they pick him? Like, I can't get over.
Jay Feely kicked in the NFL forever, so I understand why he's the special teams coordinator or expert on CBS. I just don't know why we need a special teams.
Yeah, we don't need that. But I guess I was going to make it about Booger McFarland. Like, why do we need Booger McFarland?
Oh, he's the worst. Just fire him. He's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't like calling for people's jobs. And his information isn't bad. Oh, Jason Witten. See, and now I feel like everyone complains about that.
I know it's job that it's, these it's guys lame are doing. To do it. It's lame to do it. I know.
Especially as, you know, being, you know, people, we're not in the broadcast field like they are, but, you know, we're into the talking into a microphone field. So it feels a little sacrilegious to talk about somebody, but they don't fit together. Maybe you keep Booger, you switch out Witten, but get rid of the stupid Booger mobile. Nobody needs that ever.
I think they did.
Well, they took it out for the playoffs. It's got to be gone for Monday Night Football next year, too. So, like, that needs to just leave. And because no one understands it, it's a weird bit. And Jason Witten just says the most obvious stuff. Like, yeah. I don't know what they thought they were getting from him. Maybe they thought they hired Greg Olsen, but it was a different white tight end.
All right, back onto the things. Yes, internet trolls can't kick field goals. Katie Nolan confirmed it. I love it. Saints, though. Best team in the NFL, according to Scott Bogman, going up against probably, I feel like it's that old adage of like the most dangerous team is the Eagles.
Yeah. I mean, that is the old adage. And that's probably, I mean, you could say that that's true because Nick Foles has some type of weird playoff energy. But I just don't see how the Eagles beat the Saints on the road when they've got rest and they can game plan for 2 weeks. I
think this is the biggest, like, this is the biggest route of all the games I do.
I think so, too.
Maybe that's more cop-out, too. I feel I don't want to have cop-out takes here, but it's just
the
like
biggest line, you know, and the Saints have been the best team at home this year. So
I just don't see the Eagles competing one for one with the Saints. I think this could get out of hand in the third quarter. Maybe you shouldn't discount him. And I know Eagles fans are going to yell scoreboard and stuff like that. But the Saints are absolutely dangerous. I think this is chalked up. And personally, maybe I'm a little bit biased because I want a Saints Rams NFC championship game. That's all that I want.
I mean, all I want is the Cowboys and Patriots to be eliminated. So that's all I want. But I don't really care who wins. I just don't want it to be one of those.
Do you
two
have
teams.
A team? I mean, I know it's hard for you. Like I've dealt with this over my time. The 49ers over the last 20 years, they've been a whole thing.
I don't. And it's not a my team isn't in it. I don't care. It's just like, I can see the fun story of any of these teams winning it. You know, if Brady won, even the teams that don't want to win, if Brady won again, you know, that would be insane. He's just got another ring. The Cowboys returning to glory. Even the teams I don't like I'm interested in the story. Patrick Mahomes wins the first year as a starter. Philip Rivers finally gets a ring. Andrew Luck wins the year after coming off his injury. Drew Brees cements his legacy. You know, Philly does it again with Nick Foles. What are we doing with Carson Wentz? Sean McVay is the new hottest thing ever if the Rams win.
By the way,
I'm interested in the story more than a certain team.
Has this come up? Is Patrick Mahomes 57 touchdowns for Hines for life? Is that including playoffs?
Didn't you tell me he signed with Hunts?
He did, but the offer's still out there. Are we talking about this very important?
I thought it was the regular season.
This could be a very important stat line that nobody's talking about, is that ketchup is on the line.
Ketchup could be on the line. That's 57, or a lifetime of ketchup is what Enos Kanter used for all of his cheeseburgers the other day.
Do we get to talk about that, Sam? We'll talk about that in the next break. All right, so we're both going Saints here.
Yeah, I think, like I said before, I could see the underdog winning in any of these matchups, and it wouldn't be shocking.
What's your give confidence points to your four games?
All right, so number one is the Saints over the Eagles. Number two is the Patriots over the Chargers. Number three, Chiefs over the Colts. And number four, Rams over the Cowboys.
All right, I am number one confident is Saints over the Eagles as well. Number two, I'm going to go Rams over the Cowboys. Number three, Chiefs over the Colts. And number four is Chargers over the Patriots.
Okay.
So those are confidence points.
So you have got a Chargers-Chiefs AFC Championship.
Yep.
I've got the Patriots and Chiefs. And then you have the Rams and Saints, and so do I. Yep. So
Rams and and I'm going to, I mean, Super Bowl-wise, I'm looking at a battle of former Missouri, you know, Chiefs and Rams.
That'd be great.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I want to see that game again. That was a fun game on Monday Night Football. I think both teams were playing more at their peak at that point, but it'd make a great Super Bowl, too.
It definitely would. All right, coming up, final segment, and Bogman is going to tell the Enos Kanter story. I don't know if we'll get to any baseball in here. It should be it should be like ordering a whole bunch of food into one segment. That's what we're going to do here, so don't go anywhere.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In this league,
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends
in this league?
In the dark?
The DailyRoto.com partnership with Data Golf is back for 2019 with all new premium fantasy golf and betting tools. Check out all the new stuff, lineup optimizer with custom settings and advanced grouping, customizable projections for FanDuel and DraftKings, ownership projections, PGA finish prop probabilities and simulator, outright and top 20 market betting tools, head-to-head and three ball betting tools, PGA pro tip, subscriber chat, and more. Go to dailyroto.com, click on Go Premium, choose golf, and enter promo code GOLF19 for a 10% discount. That's dailyroto.com, click on Go Premium, click on golf, and enter promo code GOLF19 for a 10% discount, the Welsh.
I got a three-ball betting tool for you.
Do you?
How did you not laugh during that?
I was trying to be professional.
All right, so. I like it. What is a three-ball betting tool?
We don't know golf very well, so.
I wish I did. I got to be honest with you. I think if I played fantasy golf, it would be the number one golf thing in my life. But Topgolf is the tits.
Do you like Topgolf because of the golfing or because of the whacking things hardly while drinking heavily?
Usually whacking things hardly and drinking heavily is kind of a problem.
That's my Deckard Ball special.
Yeah, you can't usually whack things hardly when you have been excessively drinking.
That's true. Or you just have to whack it that much harder to get it to work. You got to take two or three shots at that.
You got to get a couple of strokes.
This is why people hate us, right? You
got to put a couple extra strokes on the hole.
We're hated. Oh, God. What are we not?
I need a mulligan. I can't get this. Couple extra strokes on the green there. Yeah, I mean, no, I don't care. Who cares? No, I like the total experience. I've only done it once, but like food's being delivered. It's literally here's the formula for a successful business in our generation right now. Take something that's currently going on. Take any type of thing. Then what you do is you sit somebody down, you have food delivered, and you have drinks delivered, and that's it. So movies, you put people in comfy seats, you have fine food delivered and drinks delivered, movies are back.
Golf,
Whole Foods, you know what? Whole Foods, put in a nice couch, have them deliver your food and your drinks. People sit in the bar at a grocery store. Think about
Didn't
that
Jeff
for a minute.
Bezos buy Whole Foods?
Yeah, Amazon owns all Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Topgolf. I don't want to go out and golf. I'm not going to go out and golf. So what you do, you
form golf is completely wasted on us too. Like people who love to golf have to be pissed about that with us because, like, I live out in Scottsdale, which is, you know, golf capital of the world, and people are like, "Oh, do you golf?" I'm like, I don't want to get up.
You want to know something? If I get up right now and I'm looking to my left, there is a window 10 feet to my left. If I look out the window, I see a golf course. There's a golf course, but there's a across the street, there's a house, and behind that is a golf course. I mean, if I were Uncle Rico, I could absolutely hit the golf course from here, but I could throw a baseball onto that golf course right now. Easy. There's golf everywhere. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do any of it. But you know what I want to do? I want to do Topgolf because it's got all the little sensors. You whack the ball, you get points. You can create teams. You get extra shots. If you suck at golf, you can just do the close ones. I love it. And the drinking and the food, and you get a party together. It's the best. It's awesome.
This is going to be disappointing to you, but I've never been to Topgolf.
I've only done it once. Well, it's expensive too. We should do it. Yeah. A little ITL meetup.
Yeah.
Top golf.
Yeah, maybe.
Big success off of our upcoming book release.
I'll live the charm life. Someone want to hit me up with that Topgolf funds. I'll go top golfing. That is not something that appeals to me that much. Like I get it as like, then you go for work. Isn't it like a team building thing?
Yeah, it was like a team building thing.
Yeah. So I'm not going to go pay a bunch of money.
Well,
we
should have a team building thing. I mean, not many times would I want to see you whacking, but I would give anything for you to be hitting a golf ball.
Hey-o! We were going to have a team building thing last week, but I decided I didn't want to get infected with your gross sickness.
You didn't want
actually
the
that
influenza.
Was a couple days ago. We were supposed to do that. And I was like, yeah, I'm not coming to see you. So I don't want whatever that is.
I didn't remember.
You keep your gross sickness. I'm not. Yeah. You too many NyQuils.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
Of course you didn't remember.
NyQuil today. You killed me. All right. Enos Kanter.
I love this.
Speaking
dude.
Of getting sick.
I love him so much. I can't like Enos Kanter comes up on NBA Takeaways every single time I do it. Every single time I do that show, there's some type of weird Enos Kanter, like he's meeting with management. He had played 16 minutes, but somehow still had a double double. He's getting in fights with Hito Turkoglu on Twitter about how he doesn't want to be murdered in London because he fought with the president of Turkey. And like, there's just all this weird drama. He also hates everyone in the NBA. Apparently, he has a rivalry with everybody.
Yeah,
remember,
I love
he was
that.
Yelling at KD last year. He was yelling at Westbrook. Like, the dude is just – he's
all his former teammates, by the way.
Right, right. He played for OKC for a long time. So just the dude is an absolute character. So I love talking about him, but I think we've hit peak – Enos Kanter with this story because
and we have an A+ nickname that we can't really do on this show, so
yeah, it rhymes with Schminus.
Yeah,
but anyway,
Enos the Schminus,
of course. But he had an off day and he said it was his cheat day, so he posted a Twitter video of himself eating 7 triple decker burgers
from oh my god.
7. I don't know where they were from. He had a bucket of fries in front of him too.
Like an actual bucket, like a popcorn bucket?
No, it's just like a tray filled with fries. Like a lunch tray with that, you know, wax lining on it and just filled with fries.
Excellent.
So with the 7 burgers. He didn't show himself eating these burgers, but you know, it was hashtag cheat day, blah, 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 blah. So apparently he is going to house all of these burgers. Well, the next day He ditches out midway through practice because of illness after these burgers. And then yesterday he didn't play in the game because of this scene.
Oh, no. The seven now, burgers got him down.
Maybe he's sick. Like maybe he's got the bird flu or whatever the Welsh has. But I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say if you eat seven burgers in one sitting, that could make you sick for a couple days. I have eaten a shameful heaping amount of food in my life in one sitting. And I may or may not be on the wall at a local burger place.
No.
So
are you serious?
I mean, it was a long time ago, but they probably took by now.
It seems like that's the excuse.
You can go look. It's the burger place in Tempe Marketplace. I can't remember which one it was.
The wall?
Yeah, but they were like, it was right after it opened and it was like, if you can eat this triple, you know, we'll put you on the wall or whatever. I'm like, I can do that. That's not a problem.
Did they give it to you for free?
No. No.
So you did it to get, you did it for
I went
accolades.
In there to eat. And I saw people
on the wall. And you left champion.
And I said, what do you have to do to get on this wall?
Oh, my God.
And I said, you got to eat this triple. So I ate the triple. Like, and by the way, there was ranges of the wall. Like, it was like a mountain. And I was at the low end because there was like four people on the low end. And there was like one guy way up
cheering
at the top. No, I was there with, I think, two other friends to watch a movie. So
is it more embarrassing to eat the seven burgers or to eat a burger to get on a restaurant wall?
Well, I think if you're a man and you see that on the wall, you take it as a challenge. If it's something you think that's going to be easy. And I not only found it easy, but it was easy. So
what is what is the most you've ever, because I know you have eaten.
It's got to be a Thanksgiving.
Well, because I know you've eaten a place that has made you sick. So I don't want to ask you, you know, what has made you sick because you can't cop out on Taco Bell or something. But what is the most you've eaten, like of volume that got you sick? Have you ever done that?
Well, Peeps.
Yeah. I mean,
if we're nailing down to one thing that has made me sick, it's Peeps. But I've had the, you know, when you get, this is so embarrassing. You ever get a frozen meal like at a grocery store?
Like a Hungry Man, Bogman?
Yeah, not like a Hungry Man. I'm white trashy, but I'm not that white trashy. Like a Stouffer's enchiladas. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
And it says family size.
Oh, sure.
On it.
I mean, the only one I ever get family size macaroni and cheese is embarrassing. It's like, no, that's my size macaroni
and
cheese.
You can house that. Right. Yeah. That's kind of probably the most I've eaten in one sitting is like, you know, you get the family size chicken enchiladas from Stouffer's. Mm. And I'm pretty sure at one point I murdered that. But
are you doing the bit right now where there's food in front of you and you're like, I'm on a diet? What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I just told you I ate a family size plate of enchiladas.
But how many
like
is that?
Like seven enchiladas in there.
I don't know. That's not.
Why don't you look up? This is what I want you to do. Right. I want you to go on the Google machine look up Stouffer's chicken enchilada family meal.
Stouffer's. It's two out. Stouffer's.
And I want you to tell me the caloric intake of that bad boy.
Enchilada, right? You said?
Enchiladas, yeah.
All right, I found it. Let's see.
And how many servings are in there?
Oh my God. Hold on.
You're telling me I'm pussing out here and now you're laughing at how horrific this is. I ate a week's worth of calories in one sitting.
I might have to take it back. if this is the right one, hold on. It's the, is the party size same as family size?
How many enchiladas does it say is in there?
It says this is a 57-ounce box. That's says 8-count.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. It is the classic chicken enchilada, party size, Stouffer's.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to give you the official information on it because I have got it. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Per serving, 270 calories. There are 8 enchiladas. So that is 8 servings of 270. So wait, what is that? Is that, I can't do the math real quick. I'm going to pull up the calculator here. So 8 times 270, over 2,100 calories.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but like you knock out 2,000 calories with your fast food meals.
I mean, those are close, but I mean, it also says 56 ounces of enchiladas.
Yeah, I mean, it all sounds like a lot.
Like 4 pounds of enchiladas, dude. I mean, that's almost 4 pounds.
I'm going to be honest with you, Boggs. I'm not impressed. 8 enchiladas if you're super hungry.
I'm also 5'8", dude. I'm not 6'6", 350 pounds. Like, I'm also, you know, there's only so much volume.
I guess. Yeah, or so, like Enos Kanter. I mean, well, Enos Kanter's a human being.
He's 7 feet tall. You would think maybe 7 burgers wouldn't be that bad for him. But then think about, like, you've had a triple burger before, right?
I don't think I've ever had a triple. I know
you've never been a big burger fan, but you've had to add a triple.
I've had a double. I'm not sure if maybe I've had a triple. Definitely doubles.
Okay, so the double, that fills you all the way up, man.
Yeah, you know, fries and a double,
7
sure.
Triples.
I mean, that's sickening. I think he should be sick for multiple days. I'm not over.
Have you ever done the bit where you eat so much in one night or one sitting?
You don't eat the next day?
I did that a couple days ago. No. I mean, like, where you physically struggle to go to bed. Like, your stomach hurts. You're like, why did I do that? Now I'm
shamed. What am I? 2 years old? Of course. I've lived on this planet. I've done it. My bit isn't like yours. What I do is I'll have, and this has been my thing for a long time, is like I'll be good for a long time, and then I'll have this short period where I'm going to blow it all up for just a week or two and eat really bad.
I've done that since 2017.
So, yeah. But so. Like... It was
I've
more
had
before,
a cheat day has been since 2017 began until right now.
More before I met my wife. And I remember I had collections of stuff. So it wasn't about like one thing, that, you know, like oh, I got like three triple. I wouldn't necessarily do that. I'd get collections of stuff. And I remember walking to this gas station near my house and I'd have like a bag of white cheddar popcorn, some Gatorade, some candy, some mac. And, you know, I'd get the collection of stuff. I'd eat a whole bunch of stuff that you shouldn't eat together, and then I would just be sick because it's an insane human being's amount of food that you that like I wouldn't that, finish.
That Jim Brewer skit where he's talking about all the different tequila in his stomach.
Yeah, that'd be all the different food. It's like you're not supposed to eat like, you know.
All right, everybody out. No, not that way. The way you came in. Let's go.
Yeah. So that's
out of here.
That's it. That's the food. I still don't believe that's the most that you took down in a single setting, though.
I got to be honest. Like, there is definitely a Thanksgiving where I didn't eat for at least the next day. And I had more than that, you know, enchilada platter.
I've heard you order like a meal and then another side of something and then like a shake.
Yeah. Okay. But here's the deal. Like, I'll eat that shake because I'm not the biggest ice cream person. So I'll have that shake over like 3 days. Like I'll have a little bit of it, then I'll put it in the freezer, and then I'll have a little bit more of it, and then I'll put it back in the freezer. Like it's rare where I will just house a whole shake. So, but also I think that giant enchilada meal is bigger than adding like, you know, getting a sourdough jack meal plus a Oreo cookie shake. You know,
calorically, it's pretty close.
It maybe calorically is pretty close, but I'm talking volume, like what you can actually force down your gullet.
I think Enos Kanter is disappointing because he didn't show it to us.
Well, that is definitely disappointing. I would love to have seen him eat all that stuff. Yeah, I just
love to eat, like just be around. This is nothing. Okay, I'm going to let everybody
the man
some insight
food
in here.
Stuff.
No, but you know, I want people to understand something. When you're fat, like we are, there's nothing more exciting than having someone that's fatter and an absolute pig. There's nothing that makes you feel better. Like nothing makes you feel
that's
more confident.
That's why we do the show together, by the way, because the Welsh loves me for that reason.
No, but I'm saying nothing has ever made you feel more confident in like being around people and walking around your life than when you're not the fattest slob. So when you're around somebody that's a bigger, fatter slob that doesn't have any type of holdback and will just eat like a monster, nothing feels better. So like, can you imagine going to dinner with like offensive linemen or Enos Kanter and just sitting there and watching someone consume that? Because then no one cares about you. It's freeing. It's freeing as a fatty.
I've definitely, had offensive linemen come into my restaurant and order stuff. And I'm like, I know that is all for him.
That's awesome.
I've also delivered to lonely souls that are this one dude.
Like us.
Yeah, dude. Well, like me.
But yeah, we have 30 seconds, by the way.
This one dude had no shirts that would fit him.
Mm,
he wore a Hawaiian shirt with the buttons open.
You know what I found today? I found my 99 problems, but my draft date one.
Oh, you didn't try to put that on, did you?
I did. Fits swimmingly.
Oh, look at that.
Fits. I found it and I was like, oh boy, put it on. We're golden. We're Gucci with that. The number one shirt. And guess what? Still for sale over at InThisLeague.com. My favorite shirt. Looks like I haven't worn it in forever because I haven't. But friends, that is the episode. Thank you for listening to me during this time. For both of us, Bogman and the Welsh, enjoy your fantasy or your actual NFL playoff weekend. We'll be back with you next week, and we're back with a whole full slate of ITL podcasts. So join us if you will. We out now.
See you.